All week long, there's been one thing on the brain for Sonoma County. How high will the water get? On the KSRO live line this morning is General Manager of the Sonoma County Water Agency, Grant Davis. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. How are you, Pat?
I'm well. I'm sure you've been a busy guy all week long. So it looks like the crest will happen a little bit later today on the Russian River at Guerneville.
Yeah, the projections from the California-Nevada River Forecast Center are projected that around 35 to 36 feet, which is 3 to 4 feet above flood stage, about 10 to 12 o'clock today. And crews have been working around the clock, 12-hour shifts, trying to keep up with this. I remember talking with you and Larry not that long ago, and we were talking about how to respond to a drought.
So, yes.
Very extreme weather here.
The drought has become like the five-letter, four-letter word, I think, in Northern California, because, you know, we don't want to hear about it anymore. We're a little bit tired of being inundated by rain. What can you tell us about the other waterways in Sonoma County that have been affected?
Well, primarily, I was out last night with crews in the Sonoma Valley, and we had about 12 overflows in that region because of low-lying areas. We did our very best to keep up. Crews are working 12-hour shifts from 7 in the morning to 7 at night out there with back trucks. We've done a lot of work in that area, but sometimes you just cannot keep up with the tremendous amount of rainfall. We did just pass, the Board of Supervisors, the Board of Directors of the Sonoma Valley Water Sanitation District passed a sewer lateral ordinance last Tuesday, which will go into effect and allow us to help homeowners respond to this by collectively replacing their laterals. That's the line that goes from the house to the main line, and developing a loan program to let them do that over a five-year period. But it's targeted specifically in the areas where we have these overflows, and it's a very proactive step. I'm pleased to see that we've finally taken that step.
Now, I'm just assuming we got more water than we know what to do with, and there's a whole bunch of releases going on?
Yeah. As your listeners know, we co-manage, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, two large reservoirs, Lake Mendocino up in the north and Lake Sonoma here in Sonoma County. And just about a week ago, we were able to get what's known as a minor deviation from the Army Corps of Engineers to store more water above the flood pool. They manage the reservoir in flood conditions like we are right now. I mean, the volume of rain here, we're talking about twice as much rain on average that Santa Rosa gets in a year. This year is just almost unprecedented. It's normally around 18 inches of rain. We're well over 40. That's a lot of rain, so there are flood releases that are underway. They balance that to make sure lower river communities like Guerneville will not get more flood than is possible. But those are flood control facilities first and foremost, and water supply reservoirs secondly.
Well, getting back to the Russian River for a minute, Grant, we talked about the crest taking place later today at over 35 feet. Can we hope and assume that the river will start to recede at that point and then continue to recede through the weekend?
That is the good news. The projections are, you know, around the 35-foot level, you have moderate flooding that's forecast along the lower river. And then businesses and residences in the lower sections are actually affected. There's some isolated areas. But the projections are that this system has moved on to the east, and that the floodwaters, there's still water coming from the tributaries into the river. But around noon, heading into the afternoon, you're going to start to see the river recede. And I think we're all going to be happy to move on with a water-larved community that's in recovery, and the weekend should be dry.
And I'll tell you, one of the things, of course, that you have to look out while you're forecasting things like the Russian River levels is the future forecast. And, you know, I almost hate to ask, but once we get through our 4 or 5 day dry period, how does it look for Sonoma County?
That's always the great question there, Pat.
Yeah.
We are doing a lot of work with Scripps Institute down at UC San Diego and our folks with the Weather Service. Some of the cutting-edge work in the country is happening out here in this region because we're affected with these extreme weather events. We're looking at something called seasonal to seasonal, subseasonal to seasonal forecasting. You look out anywhere beyond 15 days and beyond. That science is improving, but the best we can say is that there is more rain projected to be on the way after a 4 or 5 day period here. And as we get closer in, you get a more precise measurement. So that's the art form that we are trying to manage. And we're doing everything we can. Our board and our colleagues are working hand in glove. We have about 15 different agencies working on a pilot project on Lake Mendocino to ensure that we know everything we can about that and use it to our advantage to better manage those reservoirs.
So far, no crystal ball available, I guess, huh, Grant?
No, I can tell you there's not.
Thanks very much for being with us this morning. I know we'll be talking again.
All right, take care of both of you. Bye-bye.
That's Grant Davis, the general manager of the Sonoma County Water Agency.